Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're up to Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Brachos, the Laws of Blessings. In most standard Rambams, this will be on page Nun Dalad. Halacha Allah. Seder Birchas Hamazon Kachi. The following is the order of the grace after meals. Rishona Birchas Hazan. First we say the blessing known as Hazan. It talks about how God sustains the world. Shnei Birchas Haaretz. The second blessing is known as the blessing of the land. It talks about the land of Israel. Shlishis Bonei Yerushalayim, the third blessing, is the one who builds Jerusalem, talking about the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Reviyas HaTov HaMeitiv, the fourth blessing is known as who is good and who does good, talking about God's kindness. Baruch Rishon Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna, the first blessing was instituted by Moshe. Shnia Tikin Yehoshua, the second was instituted by Yehoshua. Shlishis Tikin David Shlomo Beno, the third was instituted by King David and King Solomon. The fourth was instituted by the sages of the Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah brings down in the name of the Ramban that it's not as if the final text as we know it was composed by these people. For example, the blessing of Yerushalayim calls for the rebuilding of the destroyed Jerusalem, whereas the blessing here is ascribed to David and Shlomo, who first built up Jerusalem in the first place. Nevertheless, the theme of each blessing was composed by the people mentioned here, and it was modified and changed as times warranted. Also, according to the Ramban, this is not really a Torah law, the first three blessings, even though it's sometimes referred to as a Torah law, because the Torah doesn't specify exactly what you have to say in the Birchas Hamazon, except the sages. These early sages instituted these particular themes, and these are the themes that are required to be in the Birchas Hamazon. Halacha Beis. Apo'alim shayosim halacha etzel balabayis. Workers who were working for the boss, Yachol Piton, and they ate their bread. In Mevachal Lefaneha, they do not say the blessing before. Mevachal Lachas Sodasin, and they do say the blessing after the meal. The blessing before is not a Torah law. The blessing afterwards is a Torah law. But they only bless two brachos b'levad, only two blessings. They should levad from brachos b'levad, so they shouldn't stop the work that they're supposed to do, that they were hired to do for their boss. Brachu yishona kitikuna, the first blessing, you read the full blessing. Shnia, the second blessing, paseach b'vichas aretz, you begin with the theme of the second blessing, which is the theme of the land of Israel. V'kol haba bar Yerushalayim, and he includes within it the theme of the third blessing, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and he concludes it with the same as the second blessing, the blessing over the land. If they weren't working for wages, they were working just for the meal, or if the boss was sitting down and eating with them, then they say all of the four blessings in the normal way, just like any other person. Since they're making so little, they're not really making any money, the sages said at least they have the right to say the whole blessing. And the same with the Bal Habayis, the boss, is with them. Gimel. The blessing of the land is supposed to contain the theme of acknowledgement in that blessing, at the end and at the beginning and at the end. And it ends with the words, V'la'aretz v'la'mazon, over the land and over the sustenance. Omar, whoever didn't say the following things doesn't fulfill his obligation. These are the themes. Eretz chenda tova urchava, the land that is precious, good, and wide. If you didn't say that, v'birchas aretz, and the blessing of the land, v'yotzideh chavasi, does not fulfill his obligation. Tzorach la'asker ba bris v'torah. Another thing that you have to mention is the idea of the covenant and of the Torah. Well, la'agdim bris v'torah, and to first say the covenant and then the Torah. Why does the covenant come before the Torah? Now, what is this covenant? The Rambam says, "Shabris hazel shomrim b'birchas aretz hibris mila." The covenant referred to here in the blessing of the land is referring to the covenant of circumcision. Shenichusol la'al shlosh esrei bisos. There were 13 covenants mentioned concerning circumcision. The Torah kula nichusol la'al shlosh bisos, and for the Torah itself, there are 3 covenants mentioned. These are the words of the covenant, and so on. Besides the covenant that he made at Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, you are standing, etc., to pass through a covenant. So those are three mentions that it's made concerning the Torah. Kesef Mishnah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah saying that you mention these things because it is in the merit of the covenant of circumcision and in the merit of Torah that we inherited the land, and that's the theme of this blessing, the inheritance of the land. Dalet. He begins with a blessing by saying, have compassion, O Hashem our God, upon us, upon your people Israel, upon your city Jerusalem, upon Sion, Zion, the dwelling place of your glory. Oh, or another version, Nachminu Hashem alakeinu, comfort us Hashem our God, Yerushalayim Yerecha, in your city Jerusalem. V'chosimban, you completed Bona Yerushalayim, who builds Jerusalem, O Menachem al Yisrael b'bin Yerushalayim, or who comforts his people Israel in the building of Jerusalem. V'fikach t'kreis b'rachos v'nechama, therefore this blessing is referred to as the blessing of comforting. V'chom yishlom ha'machos v'david v'rachos v'yotzei chavaso. If someone does not say, mention for the restoration of the house of David, and this blessing, he does not fulfill his obligation. V'nei shu inyin ha'bracha, this is the main content of the blessing. For there is no complete comforting unless the house of David is restored. On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you begin the blessing of Nechama, of Rachim or of Nachmenu, and you finish with Nechama of Bona Yerushalayim or Menachem Am Yisrael Bebin Yerushalayim, like you do in the whole week. The Almighty Kedushas Yom B'Yamsa, and you say a special part of the prayer concerning the holiness of the day in the middle of the blessing. Keter Asel, Maschil, he begins, Achmein Hashem L'Kenu B'Tzion Yerecha, either the version, comfort us Hashem our God with Tzion your city. Oh, or the other version, Racham Hashem L'Kenu Al Yisrael Amecha V'Yisrael Yerecha, have compassion Hashem our God on Israel your people and Jerusalem your city. Musayim Menachem Al Yisrael V'Vin Yerushalayim Abon Yerushalayim, and you finish, as we said before, with who comforts his people Israel, in the building of Jerusalem, or simply with who builds Jerusalem. And in the middle he says, the Shabbos he says, he prays to Hashem, God and God of our fathers. That we should find favor in your eyes, Hashem our God, in your commandments, and in the commandments of this great seventh day, this holy day. For this is a great and holy day before you. Nishmas bo v'danuach bo ba'avah k'mitzvah shetzinecha, who will rest on it with love according to the mitzvah of your will. B'tzonecha nach lono Hashem akenu, with your will Hashem give us rest. Al te'alein l'tzara v'rag v'yagan v'nachab yom minuchasenu, let there not be suffering or evil or sighing, sadness on this day of our rest. V'yom tov him, that's what we just said was for the Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, on the Yalav v'yavo, he says the prayer of Yalav v'yavo. The same is true on Rosh Chodesh or intermediate days of the festival, that he adds in the middle of the third blessing, Yalav Yavo. Lachavav. On Chanukah Purim, you add in the second blessing, in the middle of the blessing over the land, the prayer beginning with Alanisim, the same prayer that you say and that you add for the Shemoneh Esrei. If Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Fal on Shabbos, Mask Ritzei V'Achritzei Nizchila V'Achach Yalav Yavo. First you mention the special prayer for Shabbos, which is Ritzei, and afterwards you say the prayer for Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, which is Yalav Yavo. If Rosh Chodesh Tevish Chalis B'Shabbos, if the new month of Tevis falls on Shabbos, which is also in the middle of Chanukah, Mask Olanisim V'Vichas Haaretz, he mentions the prayer Alanisim in the second blessing, the blessing of the land, and he says, Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, the third blessing called the blessing of comforting. Halacha Zayin. Bracha V'yisach L'Aska B'Shalosh Malchias. In the fourth blessing, you have to mention the divine kingship three times. The blessing begins, Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. So it does mention once. That says, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, the God our Father, and our king. And then it continues, HaMelech HaTov, HaMeitiv L'Kol, the king who is good and does good for all. Shemavarach HaRech Yitzah Balabayis, Mosef Barbarach L'Balabayis. If a guest is leaving the benching, the grace after meals, at the homeowner's house, he You should add a special blessing for the host. Ketad, how so? Omer, he says, may be your will that the host is not embarrassed in this world or in the next world. He has the right to add and to add it in length, at length, to the blessing that is given for the host. When the blessing is done in the house of the mourner, he says the living king who is good, who does good, the true God, the true judge, who judges righteously, Shalit Balamo, who rules his world, Lassus Bo Kutsono, to do as is his will. Shanachtam of Avodov, we are his people and his servants. With all things we have to acknowledge him, accept him, and bless him. Then the person leading the Berachas Hamazon prays for the comforting compassion for the mourner, that he may be comforted according to what he wants. He can improvise and say what he wants to. And he continues with the later part of the fourth blessing, Harachman, etc. In the house of the bride and groom, you make a special blessing called the blessing of the groom after the four blessings in each and every meal that you eat there. This blessing is not said by slaves or children. For how long do you say the special blessing after the wedding? If it's a man who was already married previously, marrying a woman who was married previously, a widower marrying a widow, you say it only on the first day. If it's a man previously unmarried who marries a widow, or a widower who marries a woman previously unmarried, you say this blessing all of the 7 days of celebration. This blessing that you add at the house of the groom is the last bracha, the final bracha of the seven wedding blessings. When do we say that you only add the last blessing? That if the people eating at the meal were the same people who were there during the blessings of the wedding, Shema brachas, and they heard the blessings. But if the people who were eating were different people who did not hear the blessings of the weddings during the wedding, then you say all of the seven blessings for them after the grace after meals, just in the same way as you would at the wedding itself. This is provided that there are 10 people there, the chasanim and a minyan counting the groom. These are the seven blessings. Barachat Hashem Kinnah Melech Olam Yotzer Adam. The first one blesses Hashem, the creator of man. Barachat Hashem Kinnah Melech Olam Shekol Bar Lechvado. The second blesses God, who created everything according to his glory. Barachat Hashem Kinnah Melech Olam Shayotzer Adam B'Tzalmo. We bless Hashem, who created man in his image. B'Tzalam Dvus Tapniso, in the image of the of his likeness. And he created out of him an everlasting edifice. Baruch Hashem, we bless Hashem, Yotzer Adam, who formed man. So, Tosfos Sagal Akar Bekibetz Benel Asocha B'Simcha. Let the barren woman rejoice when her children are gathered into her joyously. Baruch Hashem, Asamech Tzion B'Vaneha. We bless Hashem, who brings joy to Zion with her children. Asamech Asamech Rim. Let the friends and lovers rejoice as you caused your creatures to rejoice in the Garden of Eden long ago. We bless Hashem, who brings joy to the bride, to the groom and the bride. The last blessing. We bless Hashem, the King of the Universe, who created joy, groom and bride. Gila, Verina, Ditzah, Vechedva, Ava, Achva, Shalom, Reus, all of these expressions of happiness and rejoicing and love and friendship and peace. Mehe Hashem Elokeinu, quickly, O Hashem our God, Yishama Bar Yehuda, let it be heard in the cities of Yehuda, O Bechutzis Yerushalayim, in the streets of Jerusalem, Kol Sasim, Kol Simcha, a voice of joy and happiness, kol chasen v'kol chala, the voice of the groom, the voice of the bride, kol mitzalaos chasanim mechupasam un'arim minigin'asam, the sound of happiness of the grooms from the chuppah, from the wedding canopy, and of the lads from their singing, baruch atah Hashem, u'bless Hashem, esamei chasan in akala, who makes the groom rejoice with the bride. Lochid Beis. Shachas lehizke b'shabbos abiyantov kedushas hayom. If you forgot on Shabbos or Yom Tov, did not mention the holiness of the day, the Ritzei prayer or the Yala v'Yavol prayer. Nizke kodem shiaskul b'brocha revias b'shabbos. B'shabbos omer baruch Hashem ha'shenotem nuchal ame Yisrael ha'olse l'brit kodesh, baruch atah Hashem ha'kadosh ha'shabbos. If you remember it before beginning the fourth blessing, now on Shabbos he says, blessed are you Hashem that gave rest to his people Israel as a sign and a holy covenant. Blessed are you Hashem who sanctifies the Sabbath. The Yom Tov Omer, on a holiday he says, Baruch Hashanotan Yomim Tovim Lam Yisrael, blessed is Hashem who gave holidays for Israel, L'Sosan L'Simcha for happiness and rejoicing. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Zmanim, we bless Hashem who sanctifies Israel and the special times. Masa Baruch Revias V'Gomer, then he begins the fourth blessing and concludes it. V'nizkar Achash Yitzkul V'Baruch Revias, if you remember it after already starting the fourth blessing, Posek V'Chozer Rosh Shubirchot Hazon, he has to interrupt, stop, and go all the way back to the beginning, which is the Birchot Hazon, the first blessing. The Ravid says, Tal Bazeh, the Rambam made a mistake here, when he said that if you start the fourth blessing, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. The fourth blessing should be no worse than the supplicatory prayers that are customary to say, that if one is accustomed to say after the regular Shemoneh Esrei, where the law is, Shem Tov, Lo Yizkir, Rosh Chodesh, Bavoda, if you made a mistake and did not mention, let us say, the prayer of Rosh Chodesh in the blessing of Bavoda, Afa Pi Shasiyim Sim Shalom, even though he concluded the last blessing of Sim Shalom, since he's still in the middle of the supplicatory prayers that follow, Chozel Avoda, he goes back to the prayer of Avoda. V'lechozel Rosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'lechachanami posik v'chozel l'hatcholot b'nei Yerushalayim, or l'tchilot b'nei Yerushalayim. So here also, he wouldn't have to go back all the way to the first blessing, but to the beginning of b'nei Yerushalayim. The Ravid's objections are met very well by the Kesef Mishnah, who points out that the Ravid's comparison is not really accurate. First of all, the Hatovah native is really considered like a totally different thing than the rest of the Birchas HaMazon. And secondly, the last three blessings of Shemoneh Esrei are considered one unit. So if you made a mistake and you still didn't put your feet back, you're still saying the supplicatory prayers, you'll go back to the beginning of the unit, namely Ritzei. Here, the first three blessings, the three blessings of the Birchas HaMazon are all also one unit. So even if you want to make the analogy to the Tachanunim, to the case of the Shemoneh Esrei, where you're still saying the supplicatory prayers, there you go back to the unit of three. Here you should also go back to the unit of the three, namely to the very first blessing. Yud Gimel. Rosh HaChodeshim, on the new moon, Shachach L'Amr Yala V'Yavo, if you forgot and you did not say Yala V'Yavo, Nizkir Kodem Shiaf L'Brach HaVias, if you remembered before starting the fourth blessing, Amr, it says, Baruch HaShanasim Rosh HaChodeshim L'Amr Yisrael Ezekaron, blessed is he who gave the new moons for his people Israel to be remembered, in a chosim ba, and he doesn't end off with another Baruch Atah Hashem ending. Maskul b'Baruch Revias, and then he begins the fourth blessing, the Gomer completes it. Nizker achash yizkul b'Baruch Revias, Gomer also in a chosim. If you remembered, after finishing the fourth blessing, he can finish it, and he does not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein b'chol Hashem Moed, and the same would be true on Chol HaMoed. Or in Chanukah or Purim, if you forgot and he did not mention the matter in Birchas HaMazon, he does not go back. Now the Kesef Mishnah points out that on Chanukah and Purim, even if you remember before starting the fourth blessing, he wouldn't even say a small makeup blessing the way you do for Rosh Chodesh or for Chol HaMoed. So it's not really exactly the same here. On Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, you say it, but if you forget it, you don't have to repeat it. Here, if you forget it originally, you don't even say a make a blessing even before the fourth blessing. If a person ate and forgot, it didn't say the blessing afterwards. If he remembered before the food in his insides, his intestines were digested. Then he can still say the grace after meals. Once the food inside is digested, he does not say the blessing afterwards. If he forgot, he does not know if he said the grace after meals or not, he should say the blessing again. Provided that the food that's inside has not yet digested.